Section 22, Radio. When television became popular, people thought the radio would not survive.
As we all know today, that was wrong.
In fact, most people in the West listen to radio more than they watch TV.
Do you believe that?
Well, they listen in the morning when they're getting ready to go to work.
They listen when they are driving their cars.
Some listen when they are walking in the street.
Sometimes we see people with Walkmans, but we don't know if they are listening to radio or to their own music.
For many, many years, we learned about new music only from the radio.
Today, perhaps television programs like MTV are taking over.
Have you heard of the BBC and VOA?
Then you probably know these from learning English.
Many students in China use the radio to help them study language.
Although there are television stations like CCTV9, which can help, radios are cheap to buy and easy to carry around.
So, radio still has some advantages over television. Section 23, Newspapers. Why is it called a newspaper?
Because it contains news, of course.
But modern newspapers contain much more than just news.
They have competitions and puzzles and advice.
They are one of the oldest forms of mass communication.
They are printed in virtually every language in the world.
Newspapers find their way into almost every home in the world.
Some print pictures in color today.
Some are more like magazines than newspapers.
Front page news is a term from newspapers which has come into our daily language.
Try to think of all the kinds of newspapers there are.
What about company newspapers, local newspapers, national and international, financial newspapers?
There are too many to know them all.
But we can know the importance of newspapers.
How many uses do you know for old newspapers? Section 24, School. I like school. I hate school.
Why do people feel like that?
Which are you, a lover or a hater?
Do you or did you enjoy school and learning?
So what makes a school good or bad?
Perhaps it is the teachers.
If you have good, caring teachers, you will enjoy learning.
Or is it the classmates that make it good or bad?
Why do we spend so many years at school?
It should prepare us for our adult life.
Was your school successful at doing that?
People can have very strong ideas about what school should and shouldn't do.
Whether schools are to prepare us for adult life or further education, they are important.
So, it may be just a matter of luck if we get to a good school or not.
That luck, however, can change our whole life. Section 25, University. Most people do not go to university.
Some say it is only the lucky ones who go there.
Probably we will all agree that to go to university is special.
Have you heard of Cambridge, Oxford, Harvard, Stanford?
Some universities become world famous.
Universities often produce famous men and women.
They become leaders in politics, business, science and art.
But university is not just about learning.
It is here where people make lifelong friends.
Whilst at university, people make decisions that affect their whole lives.
Universities produce medicines and science, technology and research that can benefit humankind.
Some universities are so big that they are like a whole town.
We call this a campus, but not all universities are campus universities.
Some are spread around a city or town, and do not group everyone together in the same place.
Whichever they are, they all play an important part in the present and future of the world. Section 26. Electricity. If we try to think of the most important inventions, electricity will surely be on the list.
For the last 100 years, it has played an important part in the development of the modern world.
It affects everyone's life in one way or another.
It is probably present the moment we are born, and it stays with us throughout our lives.
When the electricity goes off, we call it a power cut.
Major power cuts in cities can have disastrous results for commerce and for life.
Try to think of all the things, organizations, etc., that truly depend on electricity.
In fact, it is probably more difficult to think of those not dependent on it.
We also call electricity power, which shows how important it is.
Really only in the last 50 years that we have realized what harm we are causing.
In the modern world, the making of electricity is a major concern.
Its production can harm our environment.
Because of this, scientists and engineers are researching new ways of making it.
Without it, our lives will change dramatically.
And it is unlikely to be for the better. Section 27. Environment. What exactly is the environment?
It's the world around us.
You mean the sky and trees and things like that?
Well, yes. But it can be even closer to home. In fact, your home is an environment.
So, it is anything that is around us, yeah?
Yeah, but most people today think of it as nature.
That's what I thought at first.
Well, it has become very important today to think of the natural environment.
Is that because we are afraid of what is happening in nature?
Sure. It is really only in the last 50 years that we have realized what harm we are causing to our natural environment.
But the damage was started long before that, wasn't it?
I suppose it started with the Industrial Revolution, about 300 years ago.
That's not very long if you think how old the world is.
No, but most of the environmental damage had been increasing dramatically over the past 100 years.
Yes, but now we are aware of it, we're doing our best to rectify it. Section 28. Acid rain. 50 years ago, no one talked about acid rain.
Then, we didn't really know the harm it was causing to the world.
Today, almost every adult and school child is aware of acid rain and its effects.
It affects people all around the world.
Even those who are not responsible for its creation suffer from it.
It is caused mostly by the burning of fossil fuels.
Fossil fuels are coal, gas, oil and peat, and create carbon when they are burned.
Carbon is both necessary and dangerous in our world.
Plants and trees need carbon dioxide, that's CO2, to breathe.
Carbon monoxide, CO, however, is poisonous to us.
When carbon and other elements get into the air, they mix with water in the clouds.
The clouds move around the world and produce rain.
This rain is like an acid, and it destroys trees, plants, rivers and fish when it falls.
The more trees it destroys, the more difficult it is for nature to redress the balance.
The burning of fossil fuels must be controlled in order to assist in the prevention of acid rain. Section 29. Global warming. Some people say the Earth is getting warmer.
They blame something called greenhouse gases.
The greenhouse gases destroy the higher atmosphere that keeps our planet from getting too hot.
CFCs are the gases that cause one of the biggest problems in global warming.
CFCs destroy some of the ozone that is in the higher atmosphere.
The ozone layer helps us by filtering out some of the harmful ultraviolet rays from the sun.
These rays can cause skin cancer in humans.
These rays can also help to heat up our planet.
Over the polar ice caps, we now have holes in the ozone layer.
These, people believe, contribute towards global warming.
One of the effects it could have is to speed up the melting of the polar ice caps.
If these melt too quickly, the level of the sea will rise too fast for us to control it.
The effect of a rise in the height of the sea will be dramatic.
Many of the world's major cities will be under seawater.
So, global warming can be very dangerous to our future environment. Section 30. Climate change. El Niño, which is not an English name, is playing an important part in our lives.
We often hear people talk about the strange weather we are having nowadays.
The changing weather patterns are not fully understood yet.
El Niño is one which is not clear in scientists' minds.
It is a sort of warming of the seas that move around the Earth.
Many strange weather phenomena are blamed on El Niño, but this may not be the real case.
Global warming, the depletion of the ozone layer, acid rain, etc., can all have an effect upon the weather.
What are these effects that everyone is talking about?
Tropical storms are appearing in non-tropical areas.
Some parts of the world are heating up too much and crops are failing.
Deserts are extending, turning arable land into unfarmable land.
Floods are coming to areas that have never experienced them before.
Unnatural weather occurrences are happening everywhere.
We are not certain what the long-term effects will be.
It is certain, however, that we must pay attention to these occurrences. Section 31. Marriage. Marriage is an almost universal act.
It is the coming together of two people to share their lives in an official way.
In many countries, it has a religious connection.
It is one of the oldest ceremonies remaining in most cultures.
Most countries and religions set a minimum age for marriage.
This will vary from country to country.
In the UK, for example, a couple may marry at 16 years old.
If a marriage is to be dissolved, we call this divorce.
Some religions do not permit divorce.
In the 20th century, some people decided to live together without getting married.
This can be called common law marriage.
Most people do this because they want a trial marriage before the real thing.
It was thought that it was easier than going through divorce if the relationship didn't work.
However, the law in many countries considers this, and after a few years of living together, similar laws to divorce apply.
So, marriage is still popular, even though common law marriage is still tried first, as people may eventually marry anyway. Section 32. Death. It is surprising how different cultures treat death.
The ceremonies surrounding it vary from culture to culture, country to country.
Even the colors associated with death vary.
In Western cultures, black or grey are linked to death.
In Asia, brighter colors are normal.
In Western cultures, it is not polite to talk a lot about death.
In other cultures, it may not be an uncommon talking point.
The forms of burial vary also.
In the West, people may be cremated, that is, burned to ashes and then buried.
They may also choose to be buried as a whole body.
They will be buried in a special place called a cemetery.
In some other places, they may be burned on a funeral pyre.
What happens to us after we die is always a subject of variety and difference.
Some think that after death there is nothing.
Others think that there is a life after death or even reincarnation. Section 33, Birth. Of course, none of us can remember our own birth.
If we could, I wonder what we would remember.
For the mothers, it is a painful, but usually a delightful experience.
Hundreds of years ago, mothers and babies may die at the time of birth.
Today, however, this is far less common.
A midwife is usually present at the birth to assist the mother and baby.
In some countries, the father likes to be present at the birth.
In the 9 months before the baby is born, the mother is said to be pregnant.
Pregnancy changes many things in a woman's body, not just in her stomach.
In modern society, there are many different ways of delivering the baby.
Some mothers even have the baby underwater.
One of the first things we do when we are born is to cry.
This enables us to take our first breath after the umbilical cord is cut.
Then we quickly learn how to get food from our mothers.
From then, all our lives are different. Section 34, Clothes. Clothes maketh the man, states an old English saying.
But is it true?
If we think carefully, we will find that it is often the case.
For example, when we see a man in a suit and tie, what do we think?
Different professions may require different clothing.
Why is this?
It may be because our clothes tell others which professional or social group we belong to.
People feel more comfortable if they can identify which group we are in.
Usually, male and females wear different types of clothing.
In the 20th century, however, this changed.
Women started to wear some of the traditional male clothing.
Even different cultures are starting to change their clothes.
Around the world, Western-style clothing is becoming more popular.
Perhaps this is not always such a good thing.
Variety in clothing can make our society more attractive and interesting. Section 35, The Body. Throughout the world, our bodies are different colors.
Hair, eyes, and skin may vary according to our genes.
Other aspects of our bodies, though, are roughly the same.
Most of us can name all the external parts of the body.
We usually can name several of our internal main organs, such as heart and lungs.
To know all of the names of all the parts of our bodies, we need to study for many years.
Our bodies are really very marvelous things.
The way that they continue to work year after year is wonderful.
Of course, we need to take care of our bodies with the right diet and exercise.
As we gain more knowledge about our bodies, so we understand better how to take care of them.
In the last 100 years, people are taller, stronger, and live longer.
This is because doctors and scientists know much more about how our bodies work.
Their work has not stopped, and we can expect that we will go on learning more.
Then, our bodies will be even better equipped to handle our lifestyles.
Perhaps, soon, most people will expect to live beyond 100 years old. Section 36, Illness. No one goes through life without getting ill.
We usually think of illness as a bad thing.
Sometimes, though, it is necessary to be ill, especially when we are young.
That's because we need to build up immunity against disease and sickness.
Most children will get measles and mumps, etc., when they are quite young.
Then, the effect of these illnesses is not usually very bad.
If we get them when we are older, it can be much worse for us.
Throughout history, we have fought against diseases and illnesses, and many will have been eradicated from most countries by the end of this century.
But new ones seem to come along to challenge us.
Or perhaps these new ones were always there, but we did not identify them.
AIDS, A-I-D-S, acquired immune deficiency syndrome, for example, we know is a modern disease.
It may take decades to find a really effective cure for it.
However, we can be encouraged by modern science, which has found cures for most illnesses.
What about the common cold?
One of the oldest illnesses is still the most elusive to cure.